This devotional reading is from Charles Spurgeon, a pastor in London in the mid to late 1800s. It's entitled Preparation for Revival. If we would have the presence of God, it is necessary that we should be agreed with Him. We must be agreed with God as to the end of our Christian existence. God has formed us for Himself that we may show forth His praise. The main end of a Christian man is that, having been bought with precious blood, he may live unto Christ and not unto himself. So let us put away all those things that offend our God. Before God appeared upon Mount Sinai, the children of Israel had to cleanse themselves for 3 days. Before Israel could take possession of the promised rest in Canaan, Joshua had to see to it that they were purified by the rite of circumcision. Whenever God would visit His people, He always demanded of them some preparatory purging that they may be fit to behold His presence. For two cannot walk together unless that which would make them disagree be purged out. A few suggestions, then, as to whether there is anything in us with which God cannot agree. Here I cannot preach to you indiscriminately, but put the task into the hand of each man to preach to himself. In the days of the great weeping, we read that every man wept apart, and his wife apart, the son apart, the daughter apart, all the families apart, so it must be here. Is there pride in me? Am I puffed up with my talent, my substance, my character, my success? Lord, purge this out of me, for none shall ever say that God and the proud soul are friends. He gives grace to the humble. As for the proud, He knows them from afar off, and will not let them come near Him. Am I slothful? Do I waste hours that I might usefully employ? Have I the levity of the butterfly, which flits from flower to flower but shares no honey? Or have I the industry of the bee, which wherever it lights, it would find some sweet store for the hive? Lord, Thou knowest my soul. Thou understandest me. Am I doing little where I might do much? Hast Thou had but little reaping for much sowing? Have I hid my talent in a napkin? Have I spent that talent for myself instead of spending it for You? Slothful souls cannot walk with God. My Father worketh, said Jesus, and I work, in John 5:17. And you who stand in the marketplace idle may stand there with the devil, but you cannot stand there with God. Let every brother who is guilty of this purge away his sloth. Am I guilty of worldliness? This is the crying sin of many in the Christian church. Do I put myself in association with men who cannot by any possibility profit me? Am I seen where my master would not go? Do I love amusements that cannot afford me comfort when I reflect upon them, and that I would never indulge in if I thought that Christ would come while I was at them? Am I worldly in spirit as to fashion? Am I as showy, as volatile, as frivolous as men and women of the world? If so, if I love the world, the love of the Father is not in me. Consequently, He cannot walk with me, for we are not agreed. Again, am I covetous? Do I scrape and grind? Is my first thought not how I can honor God, but how I can accumulate wealth? When I gain wealth, do I forget to make use of it as a steward? If so, then God has not agreed with me. I am a thief with His substance. I have set myself up for a master instead of being a servant, and God will not walk with me until I begin to feel that this is not my own but His, and that I must use it in the fear of God. Again, am I of an angry spirit? Am I harsh toward my brethren? Do I cherish envy toward those who are better than I am, or contempt towards those who are worse off? If so, God cannot walk with me, for He hates envy, and all contempt of the poor is abhorrent to Him. Is there any lust in me? Do I indulge the flesh? Am I fond of carnal indulgences by which my soul suffers? If so, God will not walk with me, for chambering, wantonness, gluttony, and drunkenness separate between a believer and his God. These things are not fitting to a Christian. Before the great feast of unleavened bread, a Jewish parent would sweep out every piece of leaven from his house. So anxious would he be, and so anxious is the Jew at the present day, that he takes a candle and sweeps out every cupboard, no matter though there may have been no food put there at any time. He is afraid lest by accident a crumb may be somewhere concealed in the house. So from garret to cellar he clears the whole house to purge out the old leaven. Let us do so too. Lord, make me fit to be the means of glorifying thee.